A slow start and poorer first half of play cost the Vanier Vikings an opportunity to record their first win of the season as they dropped their home opener 14-0 to the visiting Swift Current Colts in 5A 12-man South League play on Saturday afternoon. "We got off to a slow start. We just weren't ready to play at the start, I guess. We played better as the game progressed. The defense looked better," Ryan Gottselig, Vikings head coach, said. "There was just too many mistakes on offense, too many fumbles and drops and those kind of things," Gottselig said. Defensively, the Vikings managed some stellar moments. In one set of downs, they managed to sack Colts quarterback Elijah Siemens for a 17-yard loss as the Swift Current passer desperately searched for a receiver. The Vikings would sack Siemens more than once during the contest. "Yeah, our defense is coming around pretty well. It is just earlier on we weren't getting that pass pressure when we needed it and they were able to move the ball and score on us. But we got better as the game went on. It was a good second half for sure," he said. The Vanier squad even managed to pick off what looked like a third touchdown and run the ball out of the end zone, keeping the Swift Current squad in check when the opportunity came to potentially blow the game out. The Colts' scoring all came in the first half of play, as the Vikings could not match their larger Swift Current opponents. The Colts scored their first touchdown at the 0:20 mark of the first quarter in a passing play from quarterback Elijah Siemens to receiver Ryder Smith. The Colts' second touchdown was almost a carbon copy of their first touchdown, a passing play from quarterback Elijah Siemens to receiver Ryder Smith at the 4:11 mark of the second quarter. About the numerous fumbles, Gottselig said he could not say for sure why the Vikings seemed to fumble at key times and the Colts managed to recover the ball. "I don't know what it is. Sometimes when we don't get traction right away they are trying to make that extra little play and then lose track of the ball security. So I don't know." The game is the second straight loss for the Vikings, who lost last weekend 63-0 on the road to the Yorkton Raiders. "Our goal is try to get better every week. We are definitely better than we were last week. We will try to keep it going." Size is a bit of an issue for the Vikings as they only have three players who are seniors, in grade 12, and there are two grade 9 rookies in the starting lineup. Something many of their competitors do not have. "We are one of the smaller teams from one of the smaller schools, but we play with big hearts and the kids battle. So it is all we can ask," Gottselig said, adding, "This is one of the youngest teams we have had since my tenure. We are team with players from grade 9 to 12. Gottselig takes it all in stride. "It is just the nature of a smaller school and a smaller program. It would be great to have a few more veteran guys, but it is opportunities for younger kids." The Vikings' next matchup is a crosstown affair as they face Peacock Collegiate's Tornadoes in a Thursday 7 p.m. evening matchup under the lights at Elks Athletic Field. "It is always fun playing the city teams. It looks like they had a really good game today. They will be a real tough opponent, so we will see what we can do." Saturday's other local matchup. Earlier in the afternoon, the Central Cyclones came from behind to defeat the Peacock Tornadoes 14-7. The Tornadoes led the contest 7-0 on a second quarter touchdown. But the Cyclones would score two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to win the crosstown matchup. The Cyclones move to 2-0 in the league while Peacock moves to a 1-1 record. Next local games: Vanier Vikings vs. Peacock Tornadoes Thursday, September 15, 7 p.m. start at Elks Athletic Field, 1600 Caribou Street West. Central Cyclones vs. Weyburn Eagles Saturday, September 17, 1 p.m. start at Gutheridge Field, 650 Coteau Street West. This story can be found on the MJ Independent website.